אתם ניצובים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוהיכם. ראשיכם, שבטיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם, כל איש ישראל. מפורשים שתי לאור. אתם ניצובים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוהיכם. All of you. ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם, שבטיכם, כל איש ישראל. So the proper list of everyone, not only the proper list of everyone, the list finishes, כל איש ישראל. So אתם ניצובים היום כולכם, everyone. ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זהו, כל איש ישראל. So for sure, כולכם. זה הקודש שתי, that אתם ניצובים, כולכם היום, means ראש השונה. השם ניצוב עולו, this is ראש השונה. ראש השונה פקר? כולם ניצובים למשפט. לא, פקר צוב. ראש השונה זה... כל בוים, כל בוים, בוים לפעולם כבני מורים. פקר? Not in a prime of so I saw him with Sternburg brings down from Obchatzke Levenstein that one of the secrets, one of the ways to be Zeichel Yerim Adin is when it's Kulchem, when it's everyone together. What is the pshat? Explained in two ways. One way explained, when Klal Yisrael are together, it's Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael is one way of Gzeiras. And individual people, it's a Gzeira and the Yochid. When a person says, I'm a part of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, I have Rachmanis. When a person says, I'm not a part of Klal Yisrael, which are, who are you? Only the president of a part of Klal Yisrael. Let us look if they think that the Klal Yisrael is good not to have iPhones. I myself, I use it for my work and I never look and I'm Bichlal, I don't know the time and I'm Bichlal, I'm not Negev. But Klal Yisrael need a structure. But I can't, no problem. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah also, we don't tag you with Klal Yisrael. We don't put you with the group of the people that Hashem Rishabes. We'll put you with other group. There's also Jewish people. That's not bad. But we'll tag you with them. And the punishment and the decision will be like them. Hashem has a tag that He gives for Klal Yisrael. He gives the surah that He gives for Klal Yisrael. That surah that He gives for Klal Yisrael, this is the kulch. Person in Medina has to try to be a part of that group, a part of that surah. Only like this he could be zayich. I know, a person will say, I'm not a part of the whole Klal Yisrael. So let me show you the shayla in what group he puts himself in, and what party he puts himself in. But he said that he heard another vote from the Biskirov. The Biskirov says, Biskirov said it, we say it in Gimel Midas, Shem Hashem, one of the midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Emes. Ha'oiches beyodoi b'mishpat Emes. L'chaure, the whole time Rosh Hashanah will mention Hashem is mishpatoi Emes. So it's very bad. If it will be gray, it could pass through. If it's emes, it means every shem on kavana, every looking, every eating, every krishma, everything emes. No, no cutting corners. So why the whole time ariches b'midas for emes? Skarov said because in emes, a person doesn't suffer what he doesn't have to suffer. For example, if someone is nifter in your family, if you don't deserve to suffer, he can die. When you have a stomach ache, your parents have a masnefesh, they don't deserve it. So the mishpat ha'emes, a lot of times a person does not get punished because it has to be by the goyim, by the court. If you steal, they have to punish you. If you kill, they have to kill you. I, your family, what we can do, but you killed. But Hashem is mishpat ha'emes. Vos mi de yisraimi, vos mi de almanas. So, Skarov said that when a person winds in Yom HaDin, the more that he connects himself to Klal Yisrael, the more that he does for the different people, that he feels achayas. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. So atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, that you're right that everyone is there, but the remez for Rosh Hashanah is that it has to be a kulchem. It has to be that you put together. Rashi HaKadosh starts the parsha, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem. We're holding in Chumash Dvorim as a system of a parsha. Pitam Moshe calls everyone, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem Bifnei Hashem Elokeichem Le'otrecho Bepris Hashem Leman Hokim Kes Yesh Nipoy Vesehenu Vatiru. What happened? So Rashi has melamed shekintzom Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoyim Moshe. And he put them together. So Rashi brings down a Medrash Agada. Brought down not in Posuk Choftes Tes, Posuk Choftes, Posuk Yud Beis. Ad kan pirashti lefi pshutei shel parsh. I explained after Nitzavim, the day of Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he called them, he wanted to make a bris with the Ribbono shel Olam. This is the pshutei shel mikro. The getting Klal Yisrael together. Rashi explains that the Pshut Yishul Mikra was Moshe before he was about to die. He called everyone over and he tried to make a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Rashi finishes and he says, "Ad kan pirashti lefi pshutei." Aval medrash agode lomo nismecho pashas atem nitzovim leklolos. So pashas Moshe is dying. Nitzovim vayelech v'zayis abrocha. This is it. Time to go. לפי ששומו ישראל מאו קלולס היריקו פניהם אמרו מיוחו אלעמו ידבאינו. We can't, so many קלולס if you don't listen to Hashem. התחיל מוישה לפייסו. Rashi starts again to explain the whole פשוט ניצובים. אתם ניצובים היום הרבה יחסתם למוקים לא כמה שווי נסיידים לא יוסו, למה זה you living? It says he will kill you, but למה זה look? If you didn't look what you did, למה זה you around? Like the day becomes dark and then becomes light, will be bad and it'll be good. Haklolis vayisuri mekayim moyschem matzivim moyschem lefono. So Rashi says that Medrash Agode pshat parshas Nitzovim. That time I'm full of bothering to know. It's be'etzem Moshe gets everyone together and makes a bris and a promise that he will keep the Torah. Atem Nitzovim Hayom. This was the last day and the morning that Moshe went away. Then everything happened. And in Medrash Agode he says pshat. So this this is the Medrash HaGod. So the Shaila is, what is the Pshat? Shohiriku Pnei. Shohiriku Pnei, so many clothes. So here was the Pshat from my Shvel. From the Kadmonim. There's two kind of schools. There's a college. They go and go to study. So there, if someone is a very good student, he gets A's, grand. If he's not such a good student, so he gets less, he gets a B, he gets no grant. And they have schools that if you don't places and if you don't behave, they beat you up. Right? How you know when you come to a place to know if it's that school or is this school? Maybe first we'll try to explain. Why in the college, if someone doesn't come, professor says you have to stand in the corner. Someone talks in college. They don't put him to stand. Well, tell him, please leave the room. Yeah. The music guy is to talk in the middle of a math class. Put in a guy in a martial medical school will not do homework. Will have to write 50 times, you know, antibiotic phase. No, no, sorry. Why? What is the difference? So the pshat is there. In college, we don't care that you will not be a doctor. We try to make you a doctor. If you do it, you got it. You didn't do it, you don't get it. Someone cares that you're not a doctor. At the school, the Beis Meshugoyim, if you don't behave, you'll be a bad person. We have to have you controlled. So we hit you. Why? Because the punishment, we can't have you becoming a bad person. It's not if you want, you'll be a doctor. If not, you'll stay a human being. College is if you become, you'll become a doctor, you'll become, yeah, you'll stay a regular person. So it's not to punish you. The school, the punishment is a Beis Meshugoyim. When you have the mechanech, a school, a marshal, so if the kid doesn't behave, he'll be a bad kid. So we have to punish him. We need him to do homework because we need to punish him. If not, he'll be bad. You have schools for problem kids. Here they mamish give real punishments. Regular schools. So the kid will not have no math. Same, it's also not so good. The lower the kid is, the more problematic in the kid. If you go to a real basement, you're going, people are mamish dangerous there. Violent. There, if you don't do, they lock you in for a couple of days. How you know when you come to a school, to what kind of school you walk in? If you come in, you see pencils, pens, computers, you know, college. If you come to the room, you see sticks, caps, you know, all different zachen. So you know, this is a... Klal Yisrael was sure the Torah is to upgrade them up from the goyim. But if we don't keep the Torah, we get so punished, why? On the goyim, they don't do it. So Hashem wants us to do better. L'chura. Try to think about it. You know, we already brought up that if we don't behave, it's terrible. Yeah? Klal Yisrael said, Hashem went around, offered everyone the Torah. Everyone said, no, we said yes. Lucky us. Not that, but if you don't do that, we chop you off. 1 second. So it means it's not a college. It means that we are really bad people. And if we do that, we are so low that we need real punishments. We realize that we are really a different material. We were sure, again when we spoke last week, but I'm not going back to that now. But the hell. But we thought we were like going, plus we're hidden. So if I learn, give out. If I don't learn, I'm a regular guy. They tell me, no, if you don't learn, bad buffer. If you go, I've gone as bad. Why? Why? What makes you bad? And who are only that good? They realize that their quality is less than a guy. Somehow I said last week we spoke that a yid already, right, that it's a present, but after you hear that matzah, maybe I'll explain later another answer. But first I wanted to say the answer when I heard. He told him, you're right, in college, if you don't behave, they just don't give you grades. But there's one place that they will patch you even if you don't go to college, the father. The father will punish you if you don't go to college, because he wants you to make it. So he's upset with you if you don't make it. Hashem took you like kids. He's not giving you an option not to be good. Like your father will not give you an option just to stay a bomb. He wants you to become out something. Hashem took us like kids, now we're the kids of Hashem. He will make sure that Klal Yisrael in the end, he doesn't want to lose Klal Yisrael. So when Klal Yisrael don't behave, it's within the cloud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, brings Yisurim, that in the end of the day, we went out of Mitzrayim, we got the Torah, we zeichet to Mashiach. It's not because you're bad people, you'll get the punishments. Hashem chose us, and we are the kids. Bonim atem la'Hashem alekeichem. Atem nitzovim bifnei Hashem alekeichem. This is the Nechama. This is the Oymek of the Medrash Agoda. But Moshe Rabbeinu called him and told him, you read the Pesuk, Atem nitzovim bifnei Hashem alekeichem. You're right, the punishments are not because bad. But now, the same thing is a little bit more than I was mekabel from different rabbeim of mine. It's like someone was chosen to be, you know, the mesholis of the king. He's in charge to take care of the room of the king. His mamish, for years he was trying to become, his mamish in the room, he's the one. Yeah. And then he comes with dirty hands and he touches the bed of the king. So they cut off his hands. Say that, every guy has dirty hands, no one cuts off his hands. So yeah, but if you walked into the king's room, here you can. Klal Yisrael moved away. We're not regular people anymore. We are Bani Matim LaHashem Elokeichem. In our position, you're right, it's a top college. You're sitting in the top room, you're the president. But in that position, if you're not careful in one little thing, you already lose it. A regular person doesn't have to be careful in every little thing. A president has to be careful. Chofetz Chaim says this mashal every time. He says, people speak Lashon Hara. He says, you don't understand what I just spoke. He said, if a person will be a king. You know, every time when there's a meeting, every word he checks, if he says a word on Israel, becomes a ganze balagan. If he says a word on Russia, becomes a ganze balagan. He has to be careful. A private person can speak against this, against that. It doesn't make a difference. But if you're in a position, your words, a yid is in a position. So this is what Moshe answered him. It's not that you're low people. But the reason is because Hashem took you to be like the home. You're living in the prince's house. You're living in the king's house. In this house, you can't yell. You can't be dirty. You can't. It matters. You can't do that. But the Alter Mikelim, when he would give Alam al Musa, he would say, if Doir Deo Hoyriku Pneyem, and they got so scared, and Moshe need to be Menachem, he said, and we so far away, and we not nervous, and we not scared. He said, Alachas kama v'kama, if don't they have to be so scared, if don't they have to take so much to be pachat in the ganze zach, then the pasuk is mamshich. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to eat away. Saif, it's a chizut roshe, and saif, it's the bris with Hashem. Rashi brings down both. Rashi, pshute shon biko, it's a bris, it's a goodbye, and committing to give the Torah. And the Medrash Agoda was a chizuk after the klolos that we learned. And both are true, man. Eilu ve'eilu. Lo yitchem levadchem anechi klo yitzis a bris, kis yesh lo poi, asher enenu poi. Ki atem yedatem, שישבנו בארץ מצרים, אשר עברנו בקרב הגויים אשר עברתם. ותראו את שיקוציהם ואת גילוליהם. עץ ואבן, כסף וזוב אשר עמוהם. ויש בכם איש או איש או משפחו או שבט, אשר לבוא ופוי מהיום מי עם השם. אשר יש inside deeply, you're missing it. And here is one of the starkest kashas. Miskerov asks this kasha, it's one of the beautiful votes. That is a vote, it's worth a lot. ותראו את שיקוציהם ואת גלוליהם עץ ואבן. What is שיקוציהם? The getchke. What is גלוליהם? The getchke. Made from wood, stone, silver and gold. So the Torah speaks to your mamish in the lowest lush. You saw the שיקוציהם, like שיקוציהם וגלוליהם. You know what is גלוליהם? גלולים. And by Imashto also גלולים. The Eilik Teira speaks about the Avodah Zarah, the cheapest that you could talk. The Gemara says the tzedus of the avodah zarah. Yeah. Let me say on some of these, and on the food is ich, right? Tell the kichas shalom. Don't say something is ich. Say I don't like it. Why? We're speaking the shein elosh. We're both. We're speaking the shein elosh. Avodah zarah is terrible. He calls him a Tirosh, Kutseyim Ves Geruleim. Lois, we already used to Geruleim, so we don't have what it means, yeah? You saw the Getchke, Tinoifes. The lowest word that you could talk. So, let's lose the Zohar. Lechure, and Hashem says, and maybe one of you is missing it. Lechure, here the place would be, Vatirus Eloyeim. Maybe someone is missing it. You remember when Mitzrayim you saw that ichi ichi? Maybe someone is missing it. It's not the right way to write. Not every time in the Torah it says loisavu de loim achirim. Don't say loisavu gilul. Not every time the Torah has to write it in that lashon. Here the Torah is trying to say maybe it's one guy that inside deeply he's missing. He has his head. We'll see later what it means. And here to call it the worst lashon. Skrov said givaldikazav. It's in a different way. What is it a way to miss that? Skrov said the Torah is coming to teach us a huge Musa Hasan. A person thinks a lot of times, this is so cheap. I don't have no it's a horror for that. It doesn't talk to me. The Torah tells you, no. Even if you look in the cheap, inside you the next one to do it. Chazal say, Rosoito bikilkulo yaziratsme minayayim. What does it say to bikilkulo? You come to Miss English, you have the lady, she drinks and boom, she blows up. If you see that, don't drink wine. Why? Because when you drink wine, you come to do that. And you're the next one. I would think fakel, if I would hear that it's a soito Miss English, I would take buses, I'll take all the teenagers from off the derech. Look what happens, boom, no one else will do it anymore. The husband also dies. Chazal say, when she blows up, the husband blows up also. I would do that. No, you would not do that. And Chazal tell you, no. Everyone that saw this lady, he's the next one to do it. Why? People did others. Bad or not, you're the next one to do it. People think, I say, I don't know, to read a dirty newspaper, you know what it is? Ezra soit v'shaloi v'kimkul. No, I'm just reading out ichi de deer and this city is ichi and deer animals. No, I'm just checking how animals they are. Yeah, Golish, person lets himself. In this article, I hear this such princes. Yeah, mamish ichs. Pen shikutzeim vegululeim pen yesh bochem peira shen yesh velano. Maybe one of you wants to follow it. They say over the famous story, there was a person that drank wine, and mamish he would become so music, he would go roll in the streets. His family was so embarrassed, there was nothing to do with it. One day his kids are walking in the street and they see this shikr, really drunk. He's without clothes, naked. And the kids are putting mud in his ears and his brothers. There's a puddle and he's like bubbling. And they said, Givaldi, we'll run, take our father. Our father will see now how he looks to be the last time. They run to the house, they bring the father. The father looks, they see the father, they're like so happy. And the father goes down and he bends to the guy. I'm sure this is it. Now the father is yelling at him. To listen to what he's telling him. He tells him, where you brought this good wine? This is the Teva Emunas. V'tiru eshikutzeyem v'ezgiluleyem. Pen yesh bochem. Zog the Miskarov, the Teva is telling us a big Musa Haskel. So many people say, no! You think I'm sitting in the airport, I'm looking. Nah, Golish. This is that Zohar. The person has to know, well, why all these things are mashpia? When you really have a Yitzhar. No, I'm just looking, I want to see how bad people do. This album that Yitzhar tells you. No, I want to see how bad it is. I heard it's very bad. I want to see how bad it is. Yeah? No shaykhs to me. I'm sure you know what it's all I'm talking about. Yeah? I want to check how bad it is. Man. He said it's terrible. It's not terrible. I'm just looking at these people, how bad they are. They're not like that. Pen yesh bochem, pen yesh velam. How much you think, remember this for life. Is mamshich and it's very very scary but very very nechomadik. So pen yesh bochem batiru es gerulayim etz v'heven yesh bochem isho isho v'mishpocho yishevet asher nevo bo yipoin le'ayom yiyim Hashem elokinu l'olechus la'abel z'eloi ki eloi ha'goyim ohem. You see in the end they call him eloi ha'goyim ohem. Pen yesh bochem shoyresh poire roish v'lan inside. You're right, it's not dear. For sure it's not dear. Ha'yom ha'shomo is divra ha'olo ha'zoiz v'izborech b'lib ha'lemer shalom yirli ki b'shurus li b'eilech l'man tzvois ha'robo es ha'tzver. Don't worry, I'll be right. L'man tzvois ha'robo es ha'tzver. What is l'man tzvois ha'robo es ha'tzver? Robo is miloshen full. Tzmeo is miloshen thirsty. Reason the Gemara Darshan is not allowed to, a Zaken is not allowed to marry a young kid. Rova is full, Smer is thirsty. The Ramban says, Pshat. Tochen leforish, shu shovel shoyresh poyresh velad. Yoimar ki zborach leimor sholoy mir li leman shiyosif peirosay arovo asher tigdal vedatzmiach shelo yoyso tzimachas. Ramban says like this: Lo yisif asveoy ma misavo. Ramban says a huge chiddush in Avodas Hashem. Let me read later the lashon inside. He says a person is hungry and a person is full. For example, no one here has a time enough to do Avodah Zarah. No one has a time to go away from Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. No one has a time today in the afternoon to go to the beach. Maybe last week it was man, yeah, I'm about that. No one has a time to go to Tel Aviv to eat not in a kosher store. It's not the time that we have. Our time is maybe to rest in the afternoon or maybe easy. Zog the Ramban, when you fill up your taiva, the new taiva wakes up. Leman tzfois ha-robo es ha-tzmeo. Ramban says like this. Lo yisif ha-sivo ke ha-mis'abe ki nefer sveo tikore robo. When someone is full. Ve-ha-mis'abe nikro tzmeo. Tzom el chonavshi. Ve-ha-tam. Ki nefer sh'odo ma-robo sh'eino mis'abe le-dvorim ha-roim lo. Ka-asher tovoi be-libo k'tzas ha-taivo yemalet ha-avosoi ve-oz yosi be-navshi taivo yeseiro. ותיעצמר מאוי לדובר ההוא שאוכל או שאוסו יויסו בברשיימס ותסעב אלאוי דבורים רואים שלא יויסו מסעב אלאוי מתחילו. The Ramban says a person, everyone has a יצרור, but when he fills up his יצרור ספוי סערבר את עצמר אז יצרור של עצמר אז יצרור של רבר. It's a beautiful letter from the Imre Emes. Someone writes him a letter that he doesn't have a cheshik to learn. I know you don't understand what it is, but there's people that don't have a cheshik to learn. What to do? And he asks them, you have to do something that you will have cheshik. He explains to him, start to learn shalom yishmo. Don't worry, you'll have cheshik. And he says, shari midotoivo merubo midas puronius. Listen carefully. והרי על ידי שאוי לך חרטי וסליבוי סופו ערבר את עצמאו קיינו בתוירו. Start to learn shaloi lishmo, and you will get a cheshek, and everyone knows that. The more you learn a couple of hours, Peter, you have a cheshek to learn for those a couple of hours. You're beginning, you're not holding your learning for 10 hours. But after you learn for a couple of hours, Peter, you want to learn a little bit more. Why? Even bad, zot Imre Emes, when a person has bad machshavas, he uses them, so he gets even terrible machshavas. Is the opposite of ruchnius. It's hard to start. I know a guy never had a cheshit to learn. I pushed him to start to learn the fayyim. No. He learned like 5 minutes a day, 7 minutes. Yeah, that is also, sikur tzaddikim. I pushed him a year, 2 years, 3 years. He's really holding the third machzor. He finished one machzor, the other one he did with Teisvis. Now he does another one, and by night he also wears the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Why? He got tired. So the Imre Emes told the person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something bad, that if you will not be careful, the title will grow and grow and grow, Alach Haskama V'Kama in the good. Allah has come of the kama and the good. So a person has to know a lot of times in the chazik. It's the same thing in davening. Start to push yourself to cheshik in davening. But I don't have it. Shalom Yishmo. I'm not going now with the yesoid of Shalom Yishmo, Bo Yishmo. It's another klal in taivis and argoshes. The same way in Dan, the taiva grows, and the Ramban says, and you misaven et vorim roim shelo yirotza mitchila. Moses says, Eivre kot mi yesh lei leodom, masbi oi roev, marim oi sovea. So if you don't give yourself the taivas, so you're full. You give yourself the taivas, you become even more hungry. As I said, the Gemara. What's the Metzius? So the Matzfei Zarvois HaTzvir HaZir HaRamban Shat. Baron Kotler, and he said a shmuz in yeshiva on this posuk, and yesh bochem sheir eshpoir eroish velano. So Rashi says, they're not really holding it bad, but they have bad inside themselves. Lo yoive Hashem sloyach. Hashem doesn't forgive him. Shtei de givaldik izach, the Baron said a big shmuz. He said, we see that there's a taina and a person that he has a bad sheirish. And he has to work on it. And even if the bad sheirish will never grow fruit, will never grow the maisim, lo yoive Hashem sloyach lo. A person that doesn't work on himself to change his bad taivas, his bad midas, his bad anogas, his bad ashkofas, even if it doesn't make enough kemina lemaisa in the end of the day, lo yoive Hashem sloyach lo. Lo yoive Hashem sloyach lo. Person has to know that when it's a shpere roish velano, you have to fight it. You have to win it. Be'ez Hashem, if you fight it, then you win it. Be'ez Hashem, you will have siyata nishmaya. Then the posuk is mamshich. אמר הדור האחרון שיקומו באנוכי ורואו אסמק וסעור אצרי גפס ובלח שריף וכל ארצו ואומרו כל הגויים על מאה עושו השם כוחו לאורץ הזו ישמחור ירעף הגדול ואומרו על אשר עוזבו אסבריז השם ולגי יבוא יסום אשר קור הסימון ילכו ויעבד אלוהים אחרים וישתחו להם אלוהים אשר לידור וישליחם אל ארץ החרס על היסטוריס להשם ולקינו ולגלויס לנו לבוננו. And then the pasuk is mamshich. Ki a mitzvah hazois asher anochi metzavcho hayom lo yiflesi mincho velo yirechoki lo yivashomayim milei moir miyal elonu hashomayim viyikochenu lonu viyashmienu oisov v'naasenu אלוהים העבר להיום ולמו ירמיה וירונו אל עבר היום ויכוחנו לנו וישמיענו עשו ונעשנו כי כל עבר לכו הדוב המועי בפיחו ובירוב כל העסיס. זו סתם יפה לא פשט ארלו חומש עוזר דונות אז מחלק ישרישיינו עוד איזה כי המצווה הזויס עמוד מצווה את סגורי. So Rashi learns על כל התרא כולו ותם כי המצווה הזו יש על כל התרא כולו כי על כל התרא כולו יהיה עם מעסק ברמב"ן של המצווה שעונך מצב. So Rashi learns it's going על כל התרא כולו. The Ramban learns it's going on mitzvah's truth. The Anochen says the Ramban, Ki ha-shevo yiso, mitzvah shiaso yiso, Ve'atam ki yem nilcho b'kzeh ha-shomayim, Mishom ha-shem yeshivcho. But we will go with Rashi. The man of the Ticho, b'lvovcho, et zvidu, the Ramban learns the parashat going on tshuva, and Rashi learns the kol ha-terek kula. It's not such a big difference. If you choose it, they may learn kol ha-terek kula. But Rashi, we're going on kol ha-terek kula, okay, ha-mitzvah is a shonichu v'tzavcha yom l'nifnei simimcho v'l'erechoi ko yiloi v'ashomayim yiloi mo miyal olonu ha-shomayinu v'yekechenu olonu v'yashmeinu v'loi me'ever la'yom yiloi mo yikiyav olonu. So I want to explain first now. Rashi had a kash. What is that loi v'ashomayim? כי המצווה אשר נויכים בצפו, כל דבר לא יכול לדבר. It's not in the sky, it's not in the floor, it's not up in the... So the Rabban Lashitosu learns, it's a remez and tshuva, אם יהיה נידחךו בקצה השמיים, משום השיבנו. ואם יהיה נידחךו בקצה האורץ, משום... So it's the backwards of tshuva. Hashem promised, if we'll be in the end of the world, He will bring us back. So we're saying tshuva, it's loy b'shamayim. Hashem, this is the Ramban. So Rashi brings down the Gemara in Eiruvin. Im hoyso b'shamayim ato tzorich la'alois ve'lehovio. Im hoyso me'iver hayom, da'ayinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu says loy b'shamayim to explain to you. It's not in the sky. But if it was in the sky, I was expecting you to do it. I'm just gladly telling you that it's easy. This is the way the Rashi learns pshat. כי המצווה הזו יש לא עם השמיים, שאילו הויסו בשמיים, היו צורך לעם ישחריה. ואילו הויסו מעבר לים, היו צורך לא עביר, אני יש לא לחחריה. So if you're Rashi, it's going on Teire, Hashem Grande is saying that it's easy, but he's telling us how much we have to. It means when we see difficulty in Teire, we can't say it's hard. It's hard more from climbing to the Shemaim. It's hard to get up Friday more from climbing up to the Shemaim. It's hard to learn Friday, Shabbos afternoon, more from going to Eivel Ayah. Reb Zalman Leviv Alojin, he was the symbol of Asmode. They said a lot of stories about Reb Zalman Leviv Alojin, the Asmode from Reb Zalman Leviv. They say over the Reb Zalman Leviv, he had Abbas Atayosh, the famous story that he was going in a wagon. You know, Reb Zalman Leviv was sitting there the whole time. Pitom, they came to the place. Reb Zalman Leviv was not there. They didn't know what to do. They went back. He fell in the middle of the way with a safe. He was in the snow. He was carrying a lyric. He didn't realize that he fell. So, this was Reb Zalman Leviv Alojin. The brother for Reb Chaim Alojin. It was that small. It was Reb Zalman. It's not the time now to say this story. It's Reb Zalman Leviv Alojin. So they say once he was in his house, and he had a psakasha, and he knew that it was a chosh of a safer, out the safer, that has a turret. And it was a big closet, a big box of sperm that he couldn't move to get it. He needed to know the answer now. He was walking around the house. Loi b'shamayimi. Shilo isu b'shamayim ho tzorich l'tap ezachare. Loi b'shamayimi. Shilo isu b'shamayim ho tzorich. So the third time, he got up, he moved the whole box and he took it. Hashem says that if it's in the sky, you grab up to the sky and you manage. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael two things. First, the amount that you mechuyev to do for learning. The amount that you mechuyev, you meshuva to do for learning is endless. Sheilu hoyso b'shamayim hayotzorich lechazer achareo. Sheilu hoyso b'shamayim hayotzorich lechazer achareo. It's one thing. But then the same thing in the second thing is Avaloi Bashomai. Ki koroi veilecho adovo meoid beficho bilvovcho laasrisri. Person says, but I don't feel it. It's wrong. Any case of Ravah, I don't feel it. Ki koroi veilecho adovo meoid beficho bilvovcho laasrisri. Be'ez Hashem, we'll push. Have the Ziyat HaDishmaya, or be Zeichah Be'ez Hashem, to exceed the Chassim and Teiva, the Ziyat HaDishmaya.